Peter, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to all your listeners.
Revitalisation of the Axeman's Hall of Fame. So what are you going to do?
A number of things. So we've got a number of priorities and plans in place, but one of the key ones is to move the Axeman's exhibition into a more prominent place within the complex to make it more accessible and visible to people who visit the Axeman's Hall of Fame. And that's one of, one of the keys. But we're also looking to relocate the federal band down to the site as well, and that'll be a real bonus for that site and for the area, I believe. Hopefully we'll have some band concerts and that sort of thing as a result of the relocation of the band.
So what's the main purpose of doing this?
Well, we're really trying to give the Axeman's Hall of Fame a bit of an impetus, a bit of a lift, and also to really revitalise the area, including Bells Parade. It is one of the jewels in the crown of La Trobe, and we'd love as many people as possible to visit that site to either enjoy not only the natural attributes down there, but also those that have been constructed in terms of the Axeman's Hall of Fame. And all the things that we're doing and proposing are aimed at making that, as I say, one of the key focuses for people who visit La Trobe.
Do you have an operator yet for the Axeman's, by the way?
No, we don't. We've obviously advertised for expressions of interest, and they don't finish until the 9th of September, if I'm correct. And we're really, looking for somebody who's got a real positive outlook and someone who has a plan, something they'd like to implement. And we'd like to work with an operator to really establish a wonderful venue down there for knowing the show, but also for the individual operator and their business.
All right, so info on that from the council, yeah?
Yeah, that's for sure. Feel free to contact council either by phone or walk in the front doors and speak to the friendly staff, and we can provide all that information to anybody who's interested.
The Visitors Info Centre, that's moving to...
The Cherry Shed.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, it's a really prominent place on the Bass Highway and is easily accessible to people either driving along the highway or heading into the Trobe. And we're hoping that by exposing the visitor information of volunteers to a larger number of people, that they can influence them to not only visit La Trobe, but also to visit the individual attractions throughout the area, including the Axeman's, of course. But we also think that we'll get more visitation to the information centre, given its location, as I say, beside the highway.
Well, I got you. You had your get-together to say thank you to a lot of people involved in helping out during the recent floods. How was that on the weekend?
No, that was really good. Really enjoyed that. Just a chance catch up with people at a very low-key event, just to socialise, have a sandwich and a cup of tea or whatever, and to see how people are going, but also to thank those many individuals, businesses and organisations who have done so much for our community over the last couple of months. So, yeah, it was a really enjoyable afternoon, and then followed by the Life Lights on Fire event, which was postponed due to bad weather after Chocolate Winterfest.
Yeah, very good. Now, I had a yarn with Deputy Premier Jeremy Rockliffe. The state government announced that they've put in some more money to help out people affected by the floods. $2,500 is available to farmers and people on the land if they need assistance. So every little bit counts, I guess.
It does, and it's really important that people are still aware there's opportunities to assist, to donate to the various funds that are operating. But there's going to be ongoing need for many, many months, if not years, and particularly in the rural sector. So we greatly appreciate the contribution of the state government, which was recently announced. And, we encourage people to apply for that funding, that's for sure.
He also had very good things to say about you and your leadership and the council in general. So I'm sure most people would agree with that. There might be one or two that don't, but I'm sure most do. So well done to you and the council, because the town's really looking good.
It is, and we're grateful for the contribution that our council staff and elected members make. We've got a good, really good, solid team there, and my efforts are reinforced by that team, and we work together. So hopefully the ratepayers benefit from that, and we can provide a really vibrant town and municipality, and particularly with the summer coming along and the expected influx of visitors to not only the Trobe but also Port Sorell. Really looking forward to summer this year and really seeing a boost in visitation to the area.
Good on you, Peter. Thanks for taking our call. Have a good day there.
Thanks, Darren.